Welcome to Growing Older with Gusto. This is your host, Gail Zuckerman, and on this podcast, we deal with something everyone faces, growing older. For years, I've been listening to those who have gone before and even blogging about what to do and how to do it. Now it's my chance to share with you these really useful strategies to living life to the fullest. Whether we're 30, 60, or beyond, Growing Older with Gusto explores how to make the most of your life. In each episode, you'll hear from different people and learn how to prosper at any age and with different types of conditions and go about embracing the future. So grab your earbuds and subscribe into our content as we hope that you too will join us on our journey to finding joy and fulfillment and growing older with gusto. Greetings, this is Gail Zuckerman, host of Growing Older with Gusto. I hope everybody is doing well in these uncertain times. One of the things that being quarantined has given us is some extra time, and for me, a lot of extra time, to focus in on what really is important in our lives. For me, and I'm sure for so many of you, it's how do we grow older with energy and the ability to move through our world with grace and confidence? I think about this every morning, actually, when I get out of bed. So today our guest is Joan Craig, and she's going to tell us exactly how her business can help us to do this by showing how we can improve our sense of alignment, balance, and stamina. Joan is founder of ChooseJoyfulHealth.com, and choice is what it's all about. So I'd like to introduce Joan, our next guest on Growing Older with Gusto. Good morning, Joan.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Love your tagline, live well, feel good, do what matters. I'm curious, can you tell us how you began your venture into ChooseJoyfulHealth.com?
Yeah, thank you. I feel like it's a culmination of who I am and most of my life, but I really made the shift into working with health education, health promotion when I was in the Peace Corps. And I was assigned to the area of water and sanitation, and I lived in a small town in rural Honduras. And while I was there, I learned that I loved teaching people about health. I loved teaching people, even the farmers who grew broccoli didn't eat it because they didn't know what to do with it. So I would have cooking demonstrations at the farmers market. And I made friends with the lady who sold vegetables, and we would do cooking demos at the health clinic. And then from there, I had like a walking club with women because exercise isn't something people do like at the gym in a small town in rural Honduras. So, you know, it just sparked my joy and passion. So I was practicing yoga a little bit before I went into Peace Corps. I practiced while I was there by myself. And when I came back, I knew I couldn't go back to just cubicle job, the kind of job I'd had before. So I went to yoga teacher training. Along the way, I ended up working in a wellness center. Then I ended up running the wellness center. So for the last 16 years, I ended up getting certified in everything under the sun and just learning a lot. And what you said is perfect. It comes down to choice. We have a choice. Some things we can't choose, but sometimes some things we can. We can choose our behavior. So that's really where it came from.
Wow. I just love the title, Choose Joyful Health. That's so positive and uplifting. So tell us, what would you tell a baby boomer or a millennial or a Generation Xer about how to age well? Because, you know, this podcast typically highlights people and guests who have already gotten to the point where they have grown older with gusto and they're trying to impart their wisdom to the different generations. You are really not there quite yet, but you're doing a great job of it. And I know you're really helping others to do that. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Well, I love the focus of your podcast, especially because, well, I'll back up. For most of my career in health and wellness, I've been working with sort of that baby boomer set, people between, well, we'll just say between 50 and 80, which is even bigger than a baby boomer set. And I've learned that you can always improve at any age, but it's so great that your focus is also helping people prepare.
Right.
Our youth are really, you know, the fruit we reap later in life in many cases. So especially in the case of like bone density and muscle mass, it's good to make those investments as early as we can. We can always make improvements as we go. But, you know, if I were going to speak to multiple generations, I would say pick what you enjoy. you know, find some movement that you enjoy and go in that direction. It doesn't have to be grueling and painful, you know, to be healthy and well.
I have a question. Just last week, I went for a bone density exam. I hadn't had one in 2 years, and my physician during my annual checkup last year suggested I get one. I got the results yesterday. All I got was a written statement online. It's okay. You have osteopenia, not osteoporosis. So my question, and I'm still waiting to hear back from my doctor, would be to you. So where do I go from here? What, when you get a diagnosis like that, and I'm somebody who does work out, I am fit, and I eat healthfully, what am I doing wrong or what am I not doing that I could do so I don't continue to lose bone density?
Yeah, that's a great question. First of all, get more information. That there is an official report that came with your bone density scan, mm-hmm. and you can request that. So I had my doctor's office actually mail it to me. It wasn't available on the online portal. And then you want to, you know, read your scores. And I have an expression I call be the CEO of your body. Be the chief expert occupant. And I'm so glad you're asking those questions, because many people would just say, oh, well, doctor told me I had osteopenia or osteoporosis, I got to take this medicine, which mm-hmm. may be the case. But so get informed, number one. And then, you know, I know you're already doing weight-bearing exercise, you're lifting some weights, those kind of things. You want to look at nutrition. It's not just calcium. It's calcium, D, K, magnesium, it's like all of them, right? So you want to look holistically at your diet. Get more info. And that's the main thing. Find out, because there's different scores. You can have osteopenia that's a negative one. Mm-hmm. I think it might be negative 1.1, or it can be negative 2.4. And that's quite a difference. And osteoporosis can be negative 2.5 score, or it could be negative 4. So it's meaningful to understand the numbers.
Okay, great.
Let's hope yeah. Let me not to get too freaked out either, because here's the thing: the majority of thin white women may have some risk of osteopenia, because that's just the way the chemistry works.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Doesn't mean you're going to break a bone.
Ah, that's good to know.
It's not a death sentence, because if you have great balance and strength and flexibility and mobility, and you can, as you said, move through life with grace and ease, and you don't fall.
Right. That's the big clincher, right? Not falling.
So wait, we can talk about that for 30 minutes.
Right. So Joan, tell me, how would someone starting out today with good intentions, what steps do they need to take to achieve what you call joyful health?
That's a good question too. Yeah. And I guess going back to choosing what you love, and then it sounds kind of, it sounds maybe basic and elementary, but I do find that the basics go a really, really long way. So when people start work with me, I give them a simple chart. It's like a worksheet, mm-hmm. and it tracks the things that are on like the weekly habit tracker. Did you move your body today? How much sleep did you get? Was your urine pale yellow?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Simple
things.
Are you
drinking enough water?
Right. Well, that's the question. Right. So it's not, did you drink 8 glasses? It's like, is your urine pale yellow?
Right.
That tells you how hydrated you need to be. This, not to get gross, but did you have a normal bowel movement today? Like, these are the basics that a lot of people maybe have something going on in their digestion they haven't even realized is important. Another thing that's on my weekly tracker is, or daily tracker, is fermented foods. Did you eat something fermented today? Could be sauerkraut or yogurt, because we know the gut health is so important for our overall health, even our mood. So those are the kinds of things. It really doesn't need to be rocket science. And of course, you can get really complicated with health and wellness. And sometimes we need to go deep with those specialists to root out a problem. But for most people, if we do the basics, it's kind of like you're covering 80, 90% of it.
So let's chat a little bit about continuing to be pain-free as we grow older and staying fit. How would you say that your philosophy and how you founded your business, ChooseJoyfulHealth.com, how does that differ from some of the basic information people can read about or get from their doctors or friends about managing pain and staying fit? How are you different?
I really am fascinated with how, you know, that song, the foot bone connected to the leg bone. And I'm fascinated with how people that I've worked with have maybe already been to a surgeon or a physical therapist, and they're getting treated for pain in their hips or their low back, but no one addressed the fact that their feet are flat, or that they have one leg longer than the other, or things like that, or maybe scoliosis. So I really look to alignment.
Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm fascinated by alignment.
Yeah, so alignment of the bones. You know, we want to look at the skeleton. And we can't be perfect. Every body has asymmetries. Every body has quirks. It's not that we're looking to be perfect. But again, if we become the chief expert occupant and we deeply understand, okay, now I get it. I understand why my right hip does this weird, funky thing. And here's the specific exercises I can do to help it align better, track better over my knee, that kind of thing. So I like to watch people walk. I'm learning to even do that on video.
That's great.
Thank you, coronavirus, for teaching me to work at home. But, and look at the, kind of like we say, the plumb line. How are the plumb lines of the body? How are things hanging and lining up? And what can we address to help them take the pressure off the tight muscles so that the body just moves more smoothly?
Anything else that you can tell us about how you work in ChooseJoyfulHealth.com? Tell us what people can expect if they were to get in touch with you, and
sure,
how your business can help them. And talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, thank you. Well, a lot of my clients do have some kind of physical thing they want to work on. So usually movement is like what opens the door that people start to work with me. They either want to start stretching more, they want to do some alignment work to reduce tension in their body, they may need to start walking more and lifting weights, that kind of stuff. So that's usually where people come in. But when you're a wellness coach or any kind of coach, business, all coaching becomes life coaching after the third session.
Tell us, what do you mean by that? What does that mean?
I don't advertise. Again, most people come through the door of movement. They're looking for that. But what we find is that it's all connected. So if someone's stressed out because they have a sick family member, that's contributing to their physical, you know, issues, and that's contributing to their ability to go do the exercise they need to do. If they're not sleeping well because of a digestion issue or something like that, then it's all connected. So people often come to me. So let me tell you what the process is. We always start with an assessment, like a conversation. You know, what are their top priorities? What are their obstacles? That kind of stuff. And then I actually have them send me postural photos. So if they live with someone, that partner can take the pictures. And if they don't, we do it on a video. But that's where I'm looking at the plumb lines. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at their shoulders. Is one shoulder lower than the other? Is one hip rotated forward? Is one foot flat and the other one not? And that informs their movement program with me. So I'm not giving like a cookie cutter thing where here, do these 8 exercises. We say, well, this is what you need to do. I teach them how to do that. And then along the way, as they get, you know, feeling better, then we can add the weights, we can add the walking, we can add more hiking or whatever they want to do. And then also along the way, these things come up. We find out, well, really not sleeping that well. Well, we explore, why not? Mm-hmm. I need to eat more vegetables. Okay, what does that look like for you? And I used to try to give a prescription. I do give the movement prescription. I used to try to give a lifestyle prescription, but I learned it doesn't work.
Why doesn't it work?
Because everyone's different. And what you like to eat is not what I like to eat. And when I like to, everyone's got their own culture and rhythms in their family and in their life. And so it, and also I'm learning it has to come from within. The aha to make the change can't come from anyone else.
Absolutely.
You know, I could say, well, you should eat more kale. Mm-hmm. That doesn't work. Or I could even say, have you thought about eating more kale? It doesn't work. If they say, you know, I was thinking I should eat more kale, then it works.
Mm-hmm. What do you think would, how do people jumpstart their inner power to want to change? What do you think that's all about?
So glad you asked that question, because there's something I don't really talk about in my marketing, and I'm wondering if I maybe should. And that's that I feel deep within that my purpose is to help people become aware of their spiritual energy and use that. Use that to inform their choices. Use that inner wisdom and that. We all have this voice within that tells us we know what we need to do. And then it's the outer stuff that distracts us from that inner truth. So I think a lot of people can benefit from pausing and breathing and you know, it doesn't have to be a formal meditation, but slowing down, being quiet in some form.
Okay. What is a tip or two that you can give us for helping us to either improve or maintain our balance as we grow older?
Balance, as we know,
is so important, and balance can mean a lot of different things to different people. So could you
I would love to talk to you about balance for like a whole week, but I'll try to be succinct. Yeah, the main thing I want to teach about balance is that it has to be in motion. So let's talk about physical balance. It's dynamic. Standing still on one leg like a flamingo is good, but it doesn't really save you when you're about to go down, right? The balance exercises need to look like almost falling.
Interesting. So give me an idea. What would be one example?
Yeah. So, okay. So let's pretend, okay, think about the old image of the banana peel. You know, you step on the banana peel, your foot goes out from under you. Let's say you step on the banana peel with your right foot goes out from under you. So what that looks like is standing on the left leg with the right foot up in the air forward, and you're leaning backwards and your arms are probably going back behind you. That's hard. But if you do that 4 days a week, 5 days a week for 10 reps, your body is going to say, been there, done that. And your muscles can, you might still fall, but your muscles can slow that down and you might be able to catch yourself. So I train people with this thing called push the bubble, imagining a sphere around us, and that we need to have our balance in three dimensions. We need to go backwards, forwards, sideways, and not just stand on one leg, standing next to a wall.
Interesting. What about stamina? What would you tell people about maintaining and improving their stamina as they grow older?
Yeah, I think sleep is huge, and we know the sleep cycle does change with age, and that's a fact. You know, that's a biological fact. So do our best to protect our sleep. I say make your sleep sacred.
How do you do that? Because I'm somebody who off and on I have trouble sleeping, I admit, and maybe my mind is going too quickly. I don't know. I can't turn it off. I try, but so what would you tell somebody about keeping sleep sacred? I like that term.
Yeah, it goes back to what's the most important thing? What's the top priority? So for me, sleep is top priority. I can't do all the other stuff I'm supposed to do if I haven't slept because I turned into Cranky Joan.
It's not. I agree. Me too. I'm Cranky Gail.
What I do is I have to be very, very vigilant with the things that prevent me from sleeping well. So I know everyone has to identify what are those things. Now, there's some that are just universal. Screen time is universally going to mess up your sleep. And a lot of people deny that. Like they'll tell me, oh no, I don't think that's it. No, it's not that. And I'm like, have you tried not watching anything on a screen after 7:30 for a month? No, I can't do that. I have to watch TV with my husband. You know, no, you don't. So,
anyway.
So I have, you know, you have to really be, I've just chosen I'd rather wake up rested because it feels delicious. It's better than any TV show, any email, anything I could possibly do on a computer.
So it's all about prioritizing.
It's about prioritizing. Yeah, and like eating too. Like that's a big trigger for me. If I eat too late, yeah. So I've got to really figure out the right amount of dinner at the right time.
And probably drinking alcoholic drinks. I've read also.
Yeah, I don't, but alcohol definitely interferes with sleep. Yeah. Alcohol, caffeine, all of that.
Right. So choosejoyfulhealth.com. Tell us a little bit about how long, you know, do you people come to your business and you set up a program and they go on their way, or do you do one-on-ones, or a lot of it's virtual? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Great question. Yeah. And it's shifting right now a little bit. So typically I work with people between 2 and 3 months, so 8 to 12 weeks, depending on what their goals are and what they're coming in for. And I've been mostly focused on one-on-one, but I'm actually probably going to bring back some group programs this summer. And there's something I'm excited about because it's fun.
Great.
And I ran this program in the past. It's called Posture School. And when I tell people about Posture School, they get it right away. They stand up straight and they smile and they go, oh, I need that. So yeah, that's a program I'm probably going to bring back in a group format. And what it will be is, it'll be like a hybrid. So everybody will have a one-on-one assessment with me. Again, that either they send me their pictures or I do it on a video where I can, you know, I help them set up their computer so I can see them. You know, so that I can see them in good light. So I see their issues. And then they'll get some guidance on how to do specific for what they need. But they can also benefit from the group sessions, which are fun. And there's some basics that everybody needs to stretch their hips, their spine, their shoulders. Like, that's universal. So there's some things that we can do that everyone benefits from. And then I have a program called Boost, which is usually a 3-month one-on-one. And that is more of a deep dive, where we work on not just posture and alignment, but the health habits in general, and then with the intention of getting you through some posture alignment, and then as you're able, adding other things like weights or adding other activity in your own life that you like.
Sounds interesting. Sounds really not only interesting, but really useful and helpful for so many of us.
It's fun.
Including myself.
I'm doing what I love, and
you can tell.
I feel happy about it, and I feel happy when people get positive results.
Wow. It sounds like, how can they not, with somebody like you, who's really, you yourself are joyful. So is there anything else you want to add that I haven't asked about?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that question, because I listened to your podcast and I saw that at the end you usually gave people a chance to give us parting thought. And the parting thought is, it's never too late and every day matters.
Well said. Well said. Well, thank you so much, Joan. I mean, you have such an interesting way of engaging with me and with others. And as we go older, there's so much we need to do to maintain and to stay agile. And it sounds as though through your experiences through life, you put together a wonderful plan. And so much of what you've talked about, I can attest to, is important. So for more info on Joan and her business, you can go to www.choosejoyfulhealth.com. And to hear more about your future and our podcast guests, be sure to go to our website at www.growingolderwithgusto.com and subscribe. So take care of yourself, everybody, and things will work out.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Growing Older with Gusto. I'm Scott Winteroth, co-producer, and on behalf of Gail Zuckerman and myself, we would like to invite you to our website for additional resources on Growing Older with Gusto, as well as past episodes of the show. Please consider sharing this podcast with a friend. Or, if you know someone who is growing older with gusto, please have them contact us so we can interview them on the show. Our contact information is on our website. Thank you. This podcast is a Front and Social production. Copyright 2020, all rights reserved.